the major blow. It's a major blow for low-income families, but also those that are struggling to pay mortgages or pay rent. And it's hitting them and hitting them hard, because we all know what the cold snap that was there, that we need the heat in our houses. And as you said, you know, across the country, over a million homes depend on oil. Maybe the government should take a look at the carbon tax. I know that mightn't go down well with some of the environmentalists, but something needs to be done, because what's going to happen here along the border is it's nearly 200 or 300 euros cheaper for 1,000 litres, you know, in Garrison or Bleak or wherever across the border, and people will travel across and buy it, you know. So I wouldn't want to see the situation where our local oil men here, where I've always supported my own oil men here in the Kinloch area, and I wouldn't want to see them go out of business.
And a lot of it is down to government levies here that are driving people, as you've already highlighted there, across the border in search of more value.
Of course they are, and they will go across. And you can understand that families are struggling. You're heading into probably the most expensive time of the year, you know, with the cold weather, Christmas coming up. You know, there's an awful lot of expense against families, and families are struggling. The middle income family, you know, and the lower income families, they're all struggling. And beyond the no doubt about it. And this, as you said, it went up 80. But it's not just that. But it's even at the forecourt, you know, when you go into your petrol station, there's such a variation in prices. I can't understand at all. Like, you've got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cents a litre of a difference across the northwest here. So I can't understand, you know, I can't understand it for the life of, like, you know, the buying in oil, how one crowd can have it at one price, another one can have it at another price. You know, it's very hard. And people will shop, will travel for value, and they will see value across in the north, and that's where they will go.
These significant increases are taking place while the government have decided to take away any measures that would have been used maybe to kind of insulate people from the cost of living crisis. Those measures not in place in 2025 going into 2026. You'd really have to question the sanity of that now when you see increases being reported every day of the week.
Yeah, and I know the government keeps saying that, you know, that it's a targeted approach, but like the one hat doesn't fit everybody's situation. But all I know is that oil and the cost of everything is getting out of control on the ordinary people of this country, and the government needs to step up and do something about it.